And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 25th of April, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Ted Kooser, Ames, Iowa, 1939. Worked in the insurance business for 35 years, got up early, wrote poems for an hour and a half, and then went off to work. In 1999, diagnosed with cancer, he retired from the insurance business and also, for some reason, was unable to write poetry until one morning came home, sat down with a notebook, and wrote a little poem. He started writing little poems on postcards, mailing them to his friend Jim Harrison, the writer, poems collected in a book, Winter Morning Walks, 100 Postcards to Jim Harrison, came out in 2000. Ted Kooser's latest book came out last year, Splitting an Order. It's the birthday of the poet and journalist James Fenton, born Lincoln, England, 1949, went to Oxford, where he was influenced by the work of W. H. Auden and where he became close friends with Christopher Hitchens. He became a freelance foreign correspondent. He went to Asia, covered the United States' withdrawal from Vietnam. He wrote a small part of the book for the musical Les Miserables and gets a fraction of a percent of the worldwide royalties, which has made him well off. James Fenton, who said, "My feeling is that poetry will wither on the vine if you don't regularly come back to the simplest fundamentals of the poem. Rhythm, rhyme, simple subjects, love, death, war." It was on this date in 1959 the St. Lawrence Seaway opened its channels and locks, large enough to accommodate ocean-going freight vessels and enable them to sail all the way through the lakes to Duluth. It's the birthday of Paget Powell, born Gainesville, Florida, 1952, spent 8 years in Texas working as a roofer and working on a novel on the side, then went back to graduate school at the University of Houston, where his teacher was Donald Barthelme. His latest book is the novel You and Me. Paget Powell, who said, "Fiction takes the mundane and constructs something interesting out of it. Fiction is usually a perversion of what happened into what could happen. Fiction converts ordinary life into hard gossip." It's the birthday of the writer Howard R. Garris, born Binghamton, New York, 1873, who gave us the character Uncle Wiggily, a gentleman rabbit who always wears a suit and a silk top hat. Here's a poem for today by Michael Laughlin, Detroit Pheasant. From a window, the boss calls to us where we load his truck with bricks. "Turn around, fellas, look." A pheasant wades through the brown grass across the street, vanishing and emerging from the tangle. A shed leans near a phone pole, bumpers glint from the weeds, blocks from the old foundation angle through the earth. The pheasant paces his courtyard. "We have killed the city which lived here. The hieroglyph of its streets and rails has joined the ancient lost tongues. Buds unfold on a dwarf maple. A rooster hollers." Detroit Pheasant, poem by Michael Laughlin from his collection Trumbull Avenue, published by Wayne State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. And by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.